Can you say you're listening to the Tom and Jack podcast?
No, that I am.
You're listening to the
Tom
and Jack
podcast.
Awful.
Oh.
Shouldn't have bothered.
Hello, you're listening to the Tom and Jack podcast. It's Thursday.
Not in your world.
No.
So why say it, really?
Oh, yeah. We're sat in a cellar with no carpet and no soundproofing whatsoever. I'm here with my good friend, Jack.
And no enthusiasm.
What?
Joyless.
No.
Joyless pod. Hello.
I might sound like a vlogger if it's too enthusiastic.
Yeah, there's a fine line, definitely.
For any new listeners, we're two out-of-work radio hosts doing a podcast in
the
basement.
No, that's not true.
Yeah, it is.
Two out of work? I'm not out of work, how do you?
We are out of work with radio.
Oh, right, in the context of radio.
Although, having said that, we might be on Radio Bicester as you're listening to this.
Bicester's only alternative.
Although, probably not.
Like, it's unlikely.
It is.
But having said that, it is unlikely that you're listening to Radio Bicester, so...
That is true. That is what the stats said. hello. So, coming up on the show, we have... You don't even know this yet, do you?
Go on.
We have A Spoonful of Weather.
Lovely.
When I find a collection of the finest TripAdvisor reviews of a certain pub brand.
Which delish.
I don't think I need to mention. We've got a Yeah Right sequel to one we've done recently. Imagine that, when we focus on a celebrity and see if they're yeah right.
Yeah.
And we've also got Game of Moans, not associated with the point, is it?
Wicked cool.
Which is good. Last week, you may recall that we threw open the... We like to start the show with an ethical dilemma, don't we? And emphasis on we.
And no emphasis on like, though.
Last week we asked, is it okay to buy old ivory, considering the elephant's already dead? Okay?
So the elephant.
Obviously, there's no correct answer, but I threw it open to Twitter, and they went, 21% said yes, so 60% said no, and 19% said don't know, which is good. As always, they're my favourites, the don't knows.
Yeah.
Let's get involved anyway, even without an opinion.
Because I think that they're, I don't know, is... I'm willing to have a discussion about this.
That's true, because like I say, it's not a yes-no answer.
It's not black and white.
So maybe I shouldn't be laughing at them. Maybe they're the deeper thinkers.
There's many, many points to the spectrum. Can I just say, before I forget this, when I was driving over here, this is apropos of nothing other than I just want to say it before it leaves my brain.
Of course.
I had to manoeuvre around two cars that were pulled on the side of the road.
Classic.
Because... I assume one of them had gone into the other for something. And stood outside on the road were two men, one white and one from the Middle East.
Right.
Right. The white guy was about 3 inches from the Middle Eastern guy's face, screaming at him. And as I drove past, the Middle Eastern guy just turned and looked at me and he was just laughing his head off. Not laughing his head off. But like sort of smiling and chuckling. And it was like, he either doesn't understand much English and doesn't know what's going on, or he finds that situation absolutely hilarious.
What?
Which I thought was quite nice.
Horrific little story.
Oh, it's nice.
Do you think it was potentially racially motivated? I mean, round here it's almost certain, isn't it?
I can't imagine that it's racially motivated because... The two cars had pulled over and they'd got out. I can't imagine the white guy tried to pull him over just because he was from the Middle East.
No, but maybe he was going to have a full and frank discussion and then he saw he was from the Middle East and he decided to scream
so
in
you
his face.
So you think this thug got out of the
car? Well, I don't know, I'm just asking. Especially,
Good day, my lady. I notice you've crashed into my car. Perhaps you might not do that again.
Is that... I don't know what sort of week you've had, but is that potentially... The most racist thing you've heard this week...
It might be.
Okay. Interesting. Anyway, thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Maybe that can be an ethical dilemma in the future. This week's ethical dilemma...
What is the dilemma there?
I don't know. this week's ethical dilemma.
Is it okay to scream for someone if they're from another country?
This week's ethical dilemma that you should ruminate on throughout the podcast, and indeed the rest of your week, is it okay to illegally download the music of artists with questionable tax arrangements?
Okay, how long do I... When's the deadline? When do I have to submit my answer?
A week today, but I suppose you get an extra day because I'll see you next Friday.
Oh, it's like a leap year.
Yeah, it's just to get people thinking, okay?
I'll ponder on it over the bank holiday.
Fantastic. Busy week?
Yes, in terms of work, but I won't talk about that because you can't get on that level.
No, it's a completely foreign concept. So yeah. It's like trying to divide something by zero. It just doesn't make any sense. Or time something by zero. I don't even know.
How about yours? No diary.
No diary. Can you believe it?
I can.
Oh.
I just choose not to.
It's not beyond the realm of belief, you're telling me.
No. It's beyond the realm of belief that you would have something that you'd have done this week.
Well, I went to a kids' party this week.
Were you invited?
I was, yes. Now, I had an idea while I was there, and I was thinking, instead of... Do you remember those stupid Durex condom ads where they got a load of actors to go, oh, I think wearing a condom's sexy?
Yes, I do remember those.
Yeah, I think instead of that sort of route, maybe to encourage safe sex, abstinence, stuff like that, sex education at school...
How old were these children? And how many of these children did you discuss this with?
This was all in my head.
Okay.
When I'd, because I'd been brought along just as a plus one who just sat in
an interior dialogue.
Yeah, of course. So I think sex education at school, instead of sort of all this preachy stuff about condoms, blah, 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 it should be everyone, there should be a mandatory virtual reality experience of a toddler's birthday party.
Okay. And that would just stop you ever having sex.
I was coming out and I was ready to give myself, I was ready to spay myself with nail clippers. It was horrific.
They are torturous, aren't they?
What is... Oh, the worst. I don't know whether the parents or the kids are worse. Awful, awful, yeah. Dreadful experiences.
Should we talk about it more after a song?
Yeah, well, I don't have much more to say about it, to be quite honest with you. There was a bit you would have enjoyed when all the kids went into like this wooden shed, like Wendy House thing, for a photo.
And you put a padlock on.
No. Someone went, oh, should we lock them in? Like, just sort of joking, oh, let's lock them in, excuse me. And I went, yeah, let's throw a match in. And they all looked at me. I was like, okay. Misjudged it.
Well, unlit, of course.
Oh, you didn't like that joke about your child burning to death? All right.
Oh,
okay.
God.
Fair enough. You're square.
Lighten up.
Yeah, let's play some music. This week, the band Angels and Airwaves released an EP which is four songs remastered acoustically from their first album, We Don't Need to Whisper.
Thank God. I was wondering when they do that.
Well, this is the adventure and it's good.
Yeah, I like the adventure.
There you go.
Oh, here I am.
Radio Vista, this is only alternative. And maybe, here maybe we just your
wife's waiting till you're begun. That was The Adventure by Angels and Airwaves. You're listening to the Tom and Jack podcast, possibly on your Android device, perhaps on your Apple device. Maybe you're listening to it on Radio Bista, Bista's only alternative. It's the only one. There is no other way.
Imagine if we found out it's Radio Bista's massive suddenly. It gets like tens of millions of listeners.
Okay, if it is... What can we do? What kind of forfeit can I do?
Well, I don't know. We've worked out that the person we send the...
I will go... I tell you what, if it does have tens of millions of listeners, I will go to Bista by myself. Well, you can come if you want.
That's good, yeah.
And I will shake Sam's hand, look him in the eye and say, I'm sorry. Which would be far worse than having to pull my pants down in the street or any kind of embarrassing thing like that.
Well, we worked out that when I send him the file, there's no way, there's not a chance that he listens to it, or not beyond the first couple of minutes.
No.
So we were thinking just do a normal link, play a song, and then I'll come back and I'll just read a book.
So yeah. That'd be hours. Nice. Like a children's book. Or a really boring book, that'd be good.
I mean, in most people's worlds, the joke would backfire there, but not on me, because I've got endless free time.
Hmm. Why don't we, next time, we'll just sit in silence down here, record it, And then whoever farts first, just put your microphone to your bum and then record that.
Do you want a spoonful of weather first? Or, yeah, mate. Let's do spoonful, because only a little spoonful.
For a spoonful of
weather,
helps the
weather spoon
go down.
The weather spoon
go down.
Weather spoon
go down. Just a spoonful
of weather
helps them
weather spoons
go down in a most delightful way.
It's the thing I like about it the most is the real contrast between Poppins and yourself.
Yeah.
It's lovely.
I know. If that ever stops being enjoyable, then I think we should just stop the podcast.
Yeah.
Mission accomplished.
Not even just the item, just the whole podcast.
Oh yeah, of course. So this is the part of the show / podcast where I go online, scour the web for hours and hours and hours to find the best TripAdvisor reviews from a certain pub chain, which I don't think we need to name.
Let's not name names. We're not in that business.
Just quickly.
We're not a couple of grasses.
This week I realised, a bit of advice to people. If you're leaving a review on TripAdvisor, don't just put up a picture of you holding the food that you ate.
Why?
Because it'll come up when someone searches that pub. There's just a picture of you, whoever you are.
I'm going to start doing that.
Tremendously ugly people, actually, look at.
Holding a burger.
Right. Without further ado. First review. In all my years, I've never experienced what I done last night. Seated with friends, the music commenced, which we listened to whilst chatting. It then became apparent the songs contained assorted swear words. Open brackets. I have had to delete the words used so this review will be accepted. Close brackets.
Assorted swear words.
What a lovely term.
A pick and mix. A smorgasbord of expletives.
These were used as lyrics for the songs.
Would you believe? They sang them.
That is talking over music. Correct. Yeah. It finally became too much when the singer sang about performing a criminal act of the worst kind on an unsuspecting paperboy.
What song is that?
How many questions do you have about that sentence? A criminal act of the worst kind on an unsuspecting paperboy.
Fantastic. Do we think... Are we assuming murder?
I don't know. No. Well, I don't know. Let's not get into it.
The worst kind.
We complain to the staff. I am stunned that after they were forced to stop playing, they were allowed to sit amongst the offended and continue drinking. The offended.
What? Who's allowed to sit amongst them?
The people who were singing the songs.
What?
So the people who were singing the songs were asked to stop singing, and this person obviously...
I thought you meant music was playing
through
the speakers.
No, sorry, they're performing. That's what I gleaned from it anyway.
Ah, right.
sorry, I'm stunned that they were forced to stop playing, they were allowed... Yeah, to sit amongst the offended.
Was that another one of the bands?
Very good. This pub... thinks paedophilia is a form of entertainment and should be ashamed. Oh yeah, that's the end of that. So I don't think they do, but okay. So I think that answers the question. Well,
the Crown Inn. Sunday night, quiz night. Monday night, fish supper. Tuesday night, bingo. Wednesday night, paedophilia.
You also might be interested to know that that gentleman gave that pub 2 stars.
Why? What for?
I don't know. Okay, the next one. There's too many questions about that one. Next one. 5 bouncers outside at 2 p.m. on a Tuesday set the mood. Within 2 minutes of sitting down, a middle-aged woman came and sat uninvited on my lap. When she eventually stopped crying...
Yeah.
She asked me if I wanted to buy any drugs. I said no and left as soon as she got off my lap.
Did he or she ask the person to move?
No, I love that as a review of a pub.
How could you be sitting not under the table enough that someone could get onto your lap?
I don't know, mate. Next.
I reckon it was a bloke, and he was like, someone's coming voluntarily sitting on my lap. Oh, no, she's crying, and a drug addict.
The way they've written that is like the greatest pullback and reveal ever.
When
she eventually stopped crying. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Next up. I invited family to eat here after they had travelled 180 miles.
Okay. This if it's bad service, then it's important because they've travelled.
Mm.
Yeah.
Went in and sat down.
Great.
The sort of the disparity between details amongst the reviews is fantastic.
Inhaled oxygen. Respired.
My elderly mother was greeted by glass all inside her chair. Again, so many questions about that. We also...
That's another wonderful sentence.
We also found more broken glass on the floor. It's clear someone had cleared up a broken glass very badly. The tables were really sticky as well, and I caught my arm on a rusty nail on the wall. Also worth mentioning that a young member of staff followed me into the toilet, went straight to the mirror, and started popping her spots.
Ooh.
Don't think I'll be returning.
Hellcat, what?
I don't know, mate.
Glass all over the floor and in the seat. Rusty nails poking out.
Mm-hmm.
Spots being picked.
180 miles.
Cheap burgers, though.
This person's got an interesting opening gambit as a review of a restaurant. Someone tried to fight me in the first 10 minutes. No staff member offered to help.
Help what? Fighting for you?
Back him up, go back to back. Like,
I've got your son, don't you worry. We'll get him on every side.
We were then asked to move seats because ours were reserved, even though no one sat there all night. Half the pub was filled with really passively aggressive Dutch people.
Okay. Where is that for them?
I was confused and angry. ... Seriously, a terrible evening.
Passive aggressive Dutch. How could
you know
that?
Either of those things, yeah. That they're passive aggressive or Dutch.
The Dutch thing, you could figure out from overhearing their conversations, but the passive aggressive.
No, really passive aggressive.
Right, really passive.
Strange. Right, just two more. So the penultimate one. Came in to grab some lunch. Ordered scampi.
Yes.
And a pint of Carling.
What a lunch.
The barman poured it into a straight ale glass. Open brackets. Might not seem important, but it makes lager flat. Close brackets.
Not delicious Carling.
Food came eventually. The waitress was holding the plate and sneezed. She held her hand up to cover her mouth in the usual manner.
Nothing untoward there.
But she then put her soiled hand back on the plate and put it down in front of me. She said, "Do excuse me," and walked off. I had to queue for 15 minutes to get a refund.
At lunch.
So the final one, nice short one here, was waiting patiently to be served when I noticed one member of staff serving customers as soon as they walked in. As me and the others were waiting patiently, I politely asked the member of staff closest to me, "Why don't you just ask who's next?" Her reply was, "Why don't you just don't talk?" I decided to leave.
How about you just don't do that, what you're doing now? Bagger off out my pub. That was lovely.
Oh, I'm glad
you enjoyed it. Absolute lunatics.
So that was this week's
For a spoonful of
weather.
Helps the
weather spoon
go down.
Weather spoon
go down.
Weather spoon
go down. Just a spoonful of
weather.
Helps the
weather spoons
go down in a most delightful way.
Do you think that jingle gives away what pub we're talking about?
No.
Okay.
No. It's not a pub, it's a collection of pubs.
True.
And also, there's no reason for any of that to be true. It's true that I read it, and then wrote it in my notebook. Mm. But it's not true that it definitely happened like that, maybe.
Don't talk when you do the talking.
Sometimes the replies from the pub are really quite funny and they tell the true story. But it's too long to try and
read it.
Too much.
We were in one the other week, weren't we? Some people next to us had like a seafood platter or something.
Yeah,
what was
that?
Stank.
That looked like colon cancer, what they were eating. Jesus.
All right.
Okay. No, it didn't.
Maybe a little bit far.
Oh, well. Why don't you have some The Who to take your mind off that thing what I said?
The Who?
Oh, classic. Is that why they did it?
A classic gag.
Radio business.
That was The Who with My Generation on the Tom and Jack podcast. Or... on Radio Bista, Bista's only alternative. Sam, if you have for some reason listened to this, you can snip that out and use it as a jingle.
Yeah, that's absolutely fine. And equally, you can pay us if you want. That's not a problem.
Should we say it at the same time and then that can turn, that would turn even better?
What are we saying?
You're listening to Radio Bista, Bista's only alternative.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
You're
listening
to
Radio Bista. Bista's only alternative.
That was nice. Do you remember when we had to make that
jingle?
Do you remember when we had to make that jingle for Radio Bista?
Yeah, and it was like being prodded by a toddler.
Yeah.
Go on, do another one. Do another one.
Here's a mic. Just say something funny off the top of your head. No.
No, I'm not. I could. I'm not actually a comedian.
If I could, I wouldn't be on Radio Bista. Oh.
Bista's only alternative. Now let's have... Yeah, right.
I'm shutting your butt down.
F*** sake, man, you're amateur.
You are a rude, thoughtless little pig.
Yeah, right.
Hello, you. this is...
You should just put it in.
I can't be bothered. This is...
No, it does work really well with the end of the banjo bit and the...
I know, yeah, I know. Oh, I'd have to rip a longer thing of YouTube to make that.
Or take one of them out. But which one do you take out?
They're all vital. They're three of my favourite things ever.
Yeah.
Right, so Yeah Right was... It was originally purely just celebrities being interviewed and going mad, as the jingle, I'm sure, illustrated.
Back in the day. Back in its heyday.
But we sort of extended it to members of the public who happen to be on TV to ask if they're Yeah Right. So you might remember that last time we did this, it was about a haunted doll on This Morning.
Yes, we paid a visit to Eamon and Ruth.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, some bonkers couple were like, I don't know, we just bought, we don't even like dolls, but we bought them from a shop window and now, well, they haven't done anything, but they could do, couldn't they, if you think about it.
Yeah, so they bought it for a fiver and then, well, might be going out on a limit, but made up a load of stuff that it was potentially doing, like making a swooshing noise and having a necklace unravel. If you want to hear more, go back in the podcast. Only
my husband had a shower and he accidentally picked up bleach and then his hair started falling out. I think it might be the doll.
Yeah, so they were... yeah, exactly. They were odd people. And I just assumed... I don't watch morning television, so... because I'm asleep. I assumed it was just a very slow news day, but this week...
she's been killed by the doll.
No. The creepy doll is back.
Ah.
So you might remember that a gentleman bought it for some £860-odd net.
Yes. He was obsessed with ghosts, though, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was in charge of Ghosts of Britain or something.
I'm surprised. I thought when you said This Morning, I thought you were going to do the Big Ben girl.
If anyone can find the Big Ben thing, they haven't put it on YouTube. So, Big Ben fell silent this week or whatever for 4 years. It was like Lady Di had died again or something. There were people out crying in the street. But this little girl wrote a letter saying, oh, I can do the bing bong noise if Big Ben too tired.
Bing bong.
And then they got her on This Morning and she just went, bing bong, bing bong, bing bong, bing bong. And it's like but they haven't put it on their YouTube channel, not because it's not good enough for their content. Don't worry about that. It's because they showed the letter that she wrote originally that led to her being on the show and just put the
address
on it.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming that's why it's not gone up, or the fact that everyone was laughing at it online.
I'll find it, mate.
So yeah, if anyone or anyone else
well
find it, that would be great. Anyway, we'll stick to haunted dogs this week. So the gentleman who runs Ghosts of Britain magazine has very kindly lent the creepy doll to professional psychic Deborah Davies and TV ghost hunter Yvette Fielding. Right. And they've got some pretty spooky updates for us on what the doll's been up to. So the clip begins with...
The problem is, right, if you could give it any... You could give people like that any doll on the planet. You could give them a Beanie Baby and they'd still... It's their job. They want to make money out of it. So they're always going to go, oh yeah, no, there's something not right about this.
You will. This actually comes across as a bit of a theme in the clips that I'm going to play you. I'm just going to play the first one, then we can talk about it. So, it begins with Jabba the Hutt just giving a quick recap about what happened last time that the doll was on and being spooky and that. And it turns out the doll's been up to her old tricks. So we'll listen to the first bit.
She hasn't.
And then we'll come back.
The last time this lady graced our presence, all kind of strange things began to happen. Chairs moved on their own. This music began to play. Who knows what could happen today, because the creepy doll is back.
Do, 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 there she is. The creepy doll is
No, that's
back.
Yvette Fielding, darling.
Yes, Yvette Fielding. Yeah. Now, so the doll, after we saw her last, she was bought for over £800, I might add, but she seems she's been up to her old tricks again. So as you can see, we have ghost hunter Yvette Fielding here, and also joining us a psychic who's been working with the doll, and that is Deborah Davies. So, Deborah, you didn't buy the doll. Lee Steer bought the doll.
That's right.
And he buys haunted things. That's his kind of hobby, or allegedly haunted things.
Yeah, it is.
And he believes that things did start to happen in his house, so he got in touch with you. So
he
what
did.
Was happening when he got the doll?
He sent me some footage of what was happening at home for him, and it was quite incredible, to be honest. I could see in one piece of footage there was a picture moving quite a lot on
picture
the wall.
On the wall?
Yeah, the doll was sat opposite. There was another picture where the frame was being broken off. You can hear it, you can see it. His father was scratched. There was
now, the scratching, the lady who bought the doll in here originally, who bought it, she said her husband was scratched on his arms and legs.
Yeah, she did, didn't she?
So
yeah.
Do you believe that this doll has done that?
Yes, I do, because I've been scratched over the past week or 8 days that I've had the doll.
Where have you
scratched? On my arm. And a friend that
is
that
it still
at
the
house.
Scratch is still there?
No, I have got photographs of it somewhere.
Well, we look at your we'll look at your picture again here, just in case someone thinks this is your thigh or
so
something.
That's the first clip. So,
Annabelle Creation isn't selling enough tickets then.
The Right Honourable Lee Steer, who bought the doll, sent some incredible footage to Deborah of a painting moving and the frame being ripped off right in front of it. Don't really know what that means. Lee Steer, lest we forget, is the editor of Ghosts of the UK or whatever, so it's not like his entire livelihood depends on this bollocks being believed by people. It also comes back, last time there was quite a lot about the scratching, so I think maybe there's just termites or something in this doll.
Yeah, possibly.
Or because her scratches faded in 8 days, I wouldn't even comment on it, I don't think that's even a thing.
Do you think this Yvette Fielding, the ghost hunter, do you think she objects to... Do you think she'd be offended by being called a ghostbuster? Is it a completely different thing?
If I was her, I wouldn't stop grinning and laughing about the fact that I've made a career out of nonsense. Just nothing. I don't know if she'd be offended. Tweet her saying, ghostbuster. Never make a buster.
Won't be calling you, sweetheart.
So, in the next clip, they put up the wrong picture of an arm or something, just ignore that bit. And then Deborah gives her opinion on what's ailing the spooky doll and that.
Who's Deborah?
The psychic.
Yeah. That's your arm there.
That's Lee's dad.
Oh, that's Lee's
that's
dad.
That's Lee's dad's arm. Yes, we're looking for a female arm with scratches on it.
Yeah, that's Lee's dad. Okay. So, Lee asked me, would I have the doll? Would I give him my opinion about what's going on with this doll? To be honest, when I picked it up, I thought, I don't think it's that scary.
So you've been doing a Vulcan mind mould, whatever, with the doll here. What are you reading? What are you discovering? What is in that doll?
Okay. The first thing that I got with this doll, it's almost like flashes of images that come to me that show a person or a word. Or, you know, this was a little girl. So the first thing that I had with this doll is a little girl.
Maybe the owner of the doll?
I don't know, is mm-hmm. the honest answer mm-hmm. to that one. The next thing I felt was quite a maternal presence, so mum of the little girl, that the little girl passed first. I feel as though that little girl actually had her life taken from her, to be honest with you. And that the mum, when she
had
passed...
Had her life taken from her as was killed
yeah.
by
yeah.
somebody.
Yeah. And the nasty part of the doll is kind of a male energy that seems to come and go. And I feel that that's the person that was responsible for taking the life of the little girl.
Okay.
So quite a lot to dissect in that. Just first off, Eamon, it's a mind meld. That's what the Vulcans do. It's not a mind mold, whatever he said. Stupid.
Right.
Embarrassed himself.
Yeah.
So Deborah...
In front of all those This Morning viewers.
So when Deborah psychics, she tends to get flashes of images or words, which is good. So when she touches a doll, she sees just... I don't know how. She just sees a little girl. That's what she imagined the first thing.
I don't know how she would jump from doll to little girl.
I know. It's a massive leap.
The two things are almost completely unconnected.
I like when Jabba the Hutt says, "Is that the owner of the doll?" And she says, "I don't know." Like, she doesn't want to be caught saying anything that isn't absolute truth. Just make it up. Just go, yes, definitely.
Yeah, you've made the rest of it up. What does it matter?
Oh, it's like she's not even convincing herself that she's got this power here. Mental.
There has to be boundaries, obviously. She's not mad.
Yeah, so she then senses a mother, and then she gets the feeling of the little girl that haunts the doll. She's come to the conclusion that that girl is dead, which I think is... quite good logic, actually, for once. From
it's pretty sound.
Yeah, I mean,
there's holes.
Oh yeah, well, don't get me wrong, but it's
they're fewer.
It's not an exact science, but I mean that is. I'm glad she's confirmed that. And there's also an evil man. So right, in the final clip, Yvette Fielding gets involved now. Ghost hunter extraordinaire. She gives her opinion and. Apparently he's going to man the phone in. I mean, I would love to be a fly on the wall for this. But unfortunately, it's not included in the clip. Don't you dare yawn.
Why now, Yvette, from your point of view, you're here. Yvette's here today because she's going to be taking the phone in. And the subject is, we want to know from you, have you been haunted? What is haunting you? Number there on the screen. Yvette, in your experience, have you come across anything like this before in your ghost hunting experience?
No, we've had haunted and cursed chairs and will you sit on the chair? And a lot of people say, no, I don't want to push my luck, I'm not going to sit on that. But in this case, what we could be having here is what you're picking up on is psychometry, which is where you take an object and you're actually picking up on feelings of an object, people that owned it. It's not necessarily haunted. I would personally like to take this doll, and I would like, with your producer's assistance, to run experiments on it. I'd like to film it constantly, live stream it. I'd like to put it in, lock it off in a room where only the producer of This Morning knows of, that I know of. I'm prepared to sit with it for an hour every night on my own and see if anything happens.
Are you
happens.
Spooked by the doll?
Not at all. And I don't think that it is haunted. I think that, with all
really?
Due respect,
yeah.
I think you're picking up on psychometry, which is has been scientifically proven.
How would you explain the scratching? Lee says he was scratched.
It's
the previous owner said her husband was scratched. You've said you were scratched.
Yeah, it's not just the scratching. It's since this doll appeared in the house, my husband's wedding ring vanished, disappeared completely from where it would normally be. My earrings, weirdly enough, that were given to me by my husband on my wedding day.
Could he not just have mislaid his wedding ring?
I think what happens is you anything bad or anything like that happens, you kind of put it with the doll. And I think
I can
it might be coincidence.
Where you're coming from.
Well, look, we'll leave the three of you to discuss that as to what's going to happen next. Deborah, thank you very much indeed. And
thank
Yvette.
You.
So, I mean, there you have it. Phone in about what's haunting you. It might be a terrible drink driving accident.
Yeah, it might be the loss of a brother at a young age.
Or, cheating on the love of your life or something like that. Whatever, really.
Perhaps your father was killed in a stampede of wildebeests and you feel guilty when actually it was your uncle that did it all along. phone in. Also, you can't really just go, that's been scientifically proven.
Oh,
on
yeah,
TV.
Well, I was going to come on to psychometry.
Oh, sorry, sorry, sorry.
No,
sorry.
That's all right. But Deborah says she's using psychometry. So I googled psychometry, I didn't come across it before. The first link that comes up is from a superpowers wikia. So I was thinking, okay, it's probably not quite as sciencely proven as you thought it would be. it turns out you can just say that on morning television, that's fine. Yeah. No one's going to call you up on that. Just say whatever you want.
That's been scientifically proven.
We've all had enough of experts. Yeah, just say that. Yeah, scientifically proven.
Women aren't as strong as men. That's scientifically proven. You could take that to the bank.
So in the beginning, Yvette says she's never ever come across a haunted doll before, which is strange to me.
What does she do then in
her job? I don't know. She's actually very sceptical, you must admit, Yvette, considering she makes a living off this.
Mm. Yeah, I think what Yvette needs to do, because it's obviously unclear if the doll is haunted, take it away for up to 2 months, assess it, you know. I'm clutching at straws here, maybe £12 an hour.
Yeah, yeah.
I think about it and then come back.
Well, she says she wants to use this morning's producers to do it. I go, no, do it your own time.
I've got a programme on 5 days a week to run.
And she says it will be a hidden location. What, like people are coming in trying to bust in to shake up the experiment? Absolute mentalness. What else? Oh, yeah, the doll's got something against weddings. Because, I mean, how else do you explain some earrings from a wedding and a wedding ring going missing the same week? I reckon the husband just went out in the pool and took it off.
Yeah. In his loveless marriage.
Oh. I'll tell you what, in these clips, both this week and the last one, I've really warmed to Eamon Holmes a bit, actually. Especially that bit at the end where he goes, good.
Good.
That's so for him. And then just wraps it up. Okay, yeah, talk about it in your own time. But I don't think he can really try and wash his hands of it, going, this is nonsense, because he's facilitating this rubbish.
No. Yeah.
So, I mean,
hey, that's great. Perhaps you could talk about it on your own time. Stop wasting everyone else's.
I mean, do you have any final thoughts on that? Hopefully that is the last we've seen of that.
No, I don't. I want to know. I want to know what the assessment comes back.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Well, maybe I'll follow Yvette on Twitter.
Likely inconclusive.
Probably. So, well, is the people going near this doll all right? Yeah, right.
Is anyone in that kind of field? Yeah, right. More to the point.
I'm going to say no.
Is Eamon, yeah, right?
No, he's looking a bit pasty.
I'm shutting your butt down.
For f*** sake, man, you're amateur.
You are a rude, thoughtless little pig.
You alright?
Hello, you. right, shall we play some more music?
Please.
And then we'll come back for a game of moans not associated with the pornographic
holiday. This next song is...
doesn't really matter, does it? We're not
Crazy Train by Ozzy Osbourne.
This is Everlasting Love by U2. Radio Vista. Vista's only
alternative.
That was U2. You're listening to Radio Vista, maybe. Maybe you're just listening to a podcast, Tom
that
and
was
Jack
good.
Podcast.
I'd like to listen to that again.
That's fine. We can. Here's U2 again.
Oh, no.
Only joking, of course. So, it's...
We wouldn't subject you to pretending to listen to it. So,
it's that time of the show again where we go do the thing called Game of Moans, not associated with the pornographic parody.
Here's
the jingle. So, this week, slightly different format for us, certainly.
Certainly.
In watching Game of Thrones. So, after recording the podcast last week, we tried to sit down in my basement and watch it. And like a pair of gingers, we couldn't work out how to get the audio through the HDMI.
Because you've bought some weird off-the-black market HDMI that only plays picture and doesn't play sound.
So Jack,
like it's only got one wire running through it.
Jack, like a young Diana Ross, refused point-blank to be subjected to that.
Such
a
diva.
Went home in a huff.
I didn't want to watch a pixelated version of a rip of a rip.
So I watched it
with no audio.
I watched it on my phone. I found the best stream. Oh. And that 240 nonsense. And then we watched it on Monday. So
good.
Here were our predictions. What we thought, Game of Thrones.
Hello, we're we've just finished our podcast. You might have heard it last week. We're doing. That's just Jack cracking open a cool, refreshing Coors Light.
A cool tinny.
If they fancy sponsoring us, that would be okay. So this is Game of Thrones, not associated with the pornographic parody. So our predictions this week.
We're watching episode 6 early because, as we said in the podcast, we're sick of it. We've had it up to our eyelids with you lot on the internet trying to ruin things for everyone else. So we're going to watch it now.
I've just realised how little that's buffered so far.
That's fine. We'll deal with it.
Is it going to be okay? Because if it stops, I'm going to go mental. And I'm not watching it in 240. I'm not an animal.
Nothing is worth watching in 240. Porn.
Do you have any predictions of stuff that you haven't seen?
No, I know too much. I'm not going to say anything.
Right.
What I'll let you do is give your predictions for whatever the big thing is that's going to happen this episode.
Right, the big... Well, there's a couple of potential ones, right?
Go on.
So they're going beyond the wall.
Yeah.
All the lads. The A-team.
Yeah.
I think a couple of them are going to die. There's a couple of red shirts there.
Go on.
There were a couple of wildling lads, so we don't even know their names, so they're dead already.
Yeah.
They shouldn't have bothered. I think Beric Dondarrion's going to die.
Okay.
I think Jorah's going to get turned into a white, and he's going to be the proof that they bring back to King's Landing.
Okay.
I think Daenerys is going to fly up and try and save them, and one of the dragons is going to die and then be reborn as a white.
Okay.
And I also think the wall's going to come down.
Wow. You are expecting a lot.
Well, any combination of those things.
I have a feeling that not that much is going to happen.
Oh, F it.
But let's find out.
F it in the A. So those are predictions.
She'll be like, did you find the note under the bed? Did you find my Johnny's under there as well?
If you weren't blessed with that gift, we would have stopped doing this many weeks ago. Goodbye.
Lads.
Please. There you go. That was it. Thoughts we had. First to say, I got it right about the ice dragon.
I could have got it right, but I'd done it spoiled up my eyeballs.
Well, so you would have got it otherwise, would you?
Nah, unlikely. You really honestly predicted that without knowing anything.
I've thought for a while that was going to happen.
Yeah.
But no, I didn't know certainly that it was going to happen.
So what's going to happen next then? Do fill me in.
No, we do that next week.
Oh, smart.
I'll tell you on Monday. Yeah, so I got it right. That's the main thing to take home from this.
It's not a competition.
And not a close one. This has just become a millstone, this stupid feature. I don't really know what we thought it was going to be, but it's just annoying. I don't even enjoy it anymore, Thrones. It's just stupid.
Well, we've only got another week left.
I know. Just there's more issues with it now than anything good. There were some really good bits in that episode and some nonsense. Just the worst tripe I've ever seen. This week's arbitrary conflict in the North will be the spin the wheel. Oh, it's Sansa and they're going to have an argument about nothing. They should just have more ad breaks if they wanted to break up the bit up in the beyond the wall. My most stupid bit, probably Chris from Skins running all that way.
They did do a good job.
We know he's got health problems from Skins, okay? And he ran all that way.
He's just a lad. He can't be running that far.
Tony, maybe, could have run that far. Yeah, Tony. Sid, not a chance.
No, Sid was too sickly.
And his jeans were too baggy, and that hat... Well, maybe the hat would have helped me on the wall.
No, he'd have lost that.
And he's glad if we would have fallen over. Like, he was very much the Velma of Skins.
Yeah, he really was.
And he would
really
have lost
was.
His glasses on the wall.
Does that make Chris the Fred of Skins?
I suppose in a way it does.
Hmm.
Interesting. Also that, what's her name? The one with Sam is from Skins as well. So I want those two to meet, and I want her to go, I thought you were dead. I was at your funeral, Chris.
I thought you OD'd.
No, he didn't OD. He had a hemorrhage.
Happens to the best of us, doesn't it?
Oh, don't laugh, mate. That was a harrowing episode. And his dad wouldn't let them at the funeral, even though the one who played the trombone was pregnant with his kid. Terrible.
Dreadful time, wasn't it?
So, it was
glad dreadful. They got that cleared up.
I mean, do you have anything to say on that? I mean, I think everyone knows in that episode what was good and what was bad.
Yes.
I honestly can't wait for it to end and just put it out of my mind. Yeah. Wait for old Fatso to write the books.
Fatty.
So that was this week's Game of Moans. If you hated that as much as us, then 1 week left, so laughing.
Great. We'll have to fill something else.
Might
use something else to fill that gap.
Good content or something.
It's unlikely.
Right. Should we wrap up with a bit of a TV theme?
Please.
This is the theme tune of a TV show. I like both the TV show and the theme tune separately and when used in conjunction. No further information required. This is the part of the show where I play a TV theme tune. I like both the TV show that the theme tune is associated with and the theme tune irrespective of the TV show. Yeah. See, I finally cut that down to a little soundbite.
Yeah, it's good.
Almost, in a way.
Yeah.
So this week's theme tune is Phoenix Nights.
Hmm. You did say that when I stopped asking questions and went along with this that you'd stop doing the item. And for a few weeks now I've not asked questions and yet you persist.
See, I thought, as little as I think of you, I thought when I said that you knew that I was just getting you to shut up.
I did know
that.
Oh,
you did? Okay.
But I was hoping that maybe on some level you might shut up.
Never. I'll tell you what, mate.
I should be so lucky.
You think of a replacement item.
Okay.
And then we'll do that instead. Okay. If it passes through the committee. This week's theme tune is...
Which is your anus.
Phoenix Nights. I don't know about you. Well, we're both huge fans of Phoenix Nights. Especially the first series. Don't like the second one so much because it's a bit racist.
Mm.
But apart from that, it's
just... That's one of my only qualms with it.
There's still some good moments if you're not Chinese or you don't have sympathy towards the Chinese people. I'm sure.
Who can forget those lovable characters, Ant and Dec?
The first series, though, is, I mean, a tour de force of British comedy.
Play it out.
Great. If you'd like to watch our latest sketch, do not hesitate.
Get on it now.
If you're listening to the podcast, it's in the description. If not, search for it on the YouTube. Mm. If you've got friends who don't have iPhones and you want to cheer them up about that, then the podcast is now available on Android.
Perhaps you're a cyclist.
I hate cyclists.
You think you're better than everyone.
What? You're entitled to have a hobby. How dare you think your hobby can impinge on my life? You complete you absolute... Someone wants to play bowls, great. But if someone started playing bowls on the motorway, you'd go, no. That's ridiculous. And suddenly it's just allowed to happen. Oh. What they should do is set up cycle lanes that go into a pit of lava.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Cyclists. Yeah. Ugh. Absolute virgins trying to cycle off the sexual frustration from your loveless marriages. Goodbye.
Bye.